Out of Ashes is the debut album of the American rock band Dead by Sunrise. Doesn't look like many of you have heard of them. One of the songs on the album is titled Walking in Circles. The opening verse goes like this. Quiet. Everyone's sleeping through life, afraid that their questions just might have answers. Quiet. Everyone shut their minds, so I'll turn on mine. Alone in a world with millions of souls, walking in circles. A familiar legend is that when people get lost in the woods, they walk in circles. It's a recurring scene in desert movies. A group of lost people try to find their way through the dunes, but end up walking round in circles. Now, scientists have shown that the old cliche is really true, that without help from the sun or stars, people are unable to walk in a straight line. Researchers in Germany left 6 volunteers in a forest and asked them to keep going in the same direction. On cloudy days, with no sun to guide them, the volunteers ended up walking in circles and crossing their paths without realizing. People cannot walk in a straight line if they do not have absolute references, such as a tower, or dare I say, a monument in the distance, or the sun or moon. They often end up walking in circles. So without landmarks to guide us, people really do go around and around. So be prepared when you venture into the wilderness or even into a maze of city streets. In many ways, walking embodies the pilgrimage or journey through life. Some walk in an aimless direction, even describing their movement as walking in circles. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus, most likely a husband and wife, find themselves walking in circles. They seem to have lost their direction. They hadn't quite given up on this Jesus of Nazarene as the one to redeem Israel, but their hope was not strong enough to bring them to stay into Jerusalem to determine if Jesus truly was alive. So preoccupied with their own preconceived notions about the Messiah blocked their vision to understanding of what Jesus was about. As they walk with heads downcast, they unveil their disappointment concerning Jesus of Nazareth. In movies, when a character is trying to come up with a solution to some vexing problem, he assumes a familiar pose, head down, one hand stroking the chin, anxiously pacing the room. We associate this stance with deep thought and the promise of the eventual aha moment. Henry David Thoreau once wrote, "Methinks that the moment my legs begin to move, my thoughts begin to flow." I remember a particular walk I had with an intimate friend of mine 30 years ago on Esplanade Avenue. I was sharing a very personal struggle I was having in my life. We didn't walk in circles, but we paced up and down the avenue. When we're stuck on a problem, we often pace the floor like nervous lunatics. Why? because in the midst of a brain-racking dilemma, walking seems to be our body's way of getting the creative juices flowing, enhancing our memory, and reducing our anxiety. These two disciples on the road to Emmaus seem to be retracing their steps in their life with Jesus. Perhaps their walking signaled a bell that they were overwhelmed by the recent events in Jerusalem. We just sang, "Lord, you will show us the path of life," in Psalm 16. This is a clear affirmation of trust in God, who upholds us in our difficulties and who sustains our life even in the very midst of death. When Jesus walked on earth, however, those who walked with him proceeded in a purposeful direction. In fact, in the first days of Christianity, the walk was called the Way. Wouldn't you love to take a walk with Jesus? And all of us can certainly do that. In our culture, walking has become a great pastime, providing a wonderful time to talk, reflect, and share. Whether fast-paced or slow and deliberate, walks with one another can provide learning, friendship, intimacy, and a renewed spirit. Walks have a way of changing people. In the Christian faith, as in other faiths, the time-honored pilgrimage or procession shapes the mind and heart of the walker. Just as over the centuries, walkers have been transformed, so today, Jesus transforms those who walk with him along the way. As Jesus walks with these followers and listens to their woes, Jesus unpacks and interprets the scriptures. He unravels why the Messiah would suffer and die, giving himself for others, even to the point of death, becomes the path of glory for Jesus, as well as for us who choose to walk with him. As he explains along the way, and after breaking bread with them, their eyes are opened to this life-changing encounter with him, and he quickly vanishes from their sight. In reflecting upon their experience on the road and at table, they realized two things. Their hearts were burning within them as he unpacked the scriptures for them. And they recognized him in the breaking of the bread and community. If we want to avoid walking in circles or pacing the floor, we need to keep before us these two signposts along the path of life, that we are nourished by the Lord from two tables, the table of the Word and the table of Eucharist shared in community. Both actions lead us to Jesus, the path of life. As you walk out of this church today from this Eucharist to continue on your road to Emmaus, I offer these questions for your reflection as you walk through the week. How have you been deepened by your awareness of the risen Christ through your reading and study of sacred scripture? Recount the times when you experienced your heart burning within you as the Lord opened the scriptures for you. Reflect also on how you have been fed by the Lord at the Eucharistic table. And as you walk the path of life, how can you nourish others, especially those in need, both materially and spiritually? We all travel the road to Emmaus at some time in our life as we have our hopes dashed. But what a difference the presence of Christ makes as we walk along the way.